The message is, I'm thankful each day. You know, I had this children's book that was given to me many years ago, about 17 years ago now. It's called I'm Thankful Each Day. And it came to me at a time in my life where I just started to really understand the benefits of being thankful. How different you feel in your life when you go through the day being thankful, where you have gratitude and appreciation versus grumbling and complaining. And when I started to be thankful, it was hard at first. It was really hard to find something to be thankful for. I would have to hunt for it and look and you know, sort of think about it. And it took me, seemed like forever, to come up with a few things that I was thankful for. But you know, being thankful is a great habit to get into. And the more you have gratitude and appreciation and that thankfulness flowing forth from you, the more you begin to see how great your life is. It begins to change how you feel in your life. And so you can do greater and greater things. Your life can change in amazing ways if you allow yourself to be thankful. It's a habit that you can get into. And it's a very good habit because it changes the way you feel immediately. Can you be sad and thankful? You can't be sad and thankful. Can you be angry and thankful? No, you can't be angry and thankful. And the amazing thing is, good things happen to people who are thankful. Good things happen to people that are thankful. The thing I noticed is my life got better. And the more it got better, the more I noticed how good it was, and the more I had to be thankful for, and the better that my life got, the more I had to be thankful for, and it became really easy. And pretty soon, I spent the whole day being thankful for my life. And my life has gotten even better over the years because of being thankful. Good things happen to people who are thankful.
Amen.
Their life gets better. Their life changes. You know, I'm thankful, you know, that I've got a beautiful wife, a wonderful, smart daughter, a furry cat. You know, I have a great life in so many ways. And when I wake up and just let myself get into that gratitude, the attitude of gratitude, when I let myself get into that, the whole day just seems better. The sun seems brighter. The air smells fresher. I mean, every little thing can begin to touch your senses and you can say, wow, this is incredible. You know, I know people who grumble. They grumble all day long. They grumble every single day. They grumble over every little thing. It doesn't matter how small it is, they're going to complain and grumble about it. And you know what? They don't feel better after they grumble. They don't feel happier after they grumble, after they get the grumbling off their chest. They just find there's more things to grumble about. And the more you grumble and complain about something, the more you see what's wrong and the more you have to grumble and complain. And this is also a habit. And I know people who also, all they ever do is talk about, they just say bad things. They spew venom daily. Hatred spews from their mouth. They can't say a good thing about a person. They can't say a single good thing about the world or about life. And they're not happy. It doesn't make them happy. But when we're thankful, something shifts in you when you're thankful. Something changes in your heart when you're thankful. And when you start to look for what to be grateful for in your life, there's a shift. And now good things begin to happen. Here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, listen to what it says in verse 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Amen.
This is God's will.
Amen.
God's will is for you to be thankful in everything. Be grateful in everything. Now think about that. If that's God's will, and I'm thankful, or you're thankful, where does that put you? That puts you right in alignment with the will of God. And now the promises of God will open to you. The blessings of God will open to you. The favor of God will open to you immediately. And it's just a matter of being thankful. Good things happen to you when you're thankful. It happens all the time. And it's just a matter of us shifting our attention, opening our hearts, and beginning to praise God. Let the appreciation, the praise go forth. Thank you, God, for this great life. There have been times where I have slipped into grumbling. I've had this in my life. A few years back, I started paying a lot of attention to politics. And then you start looking at politicians, there's a lot to grumble about. And so I started to complain about these politicians and what they were doing and what they were thinking and what they were saying and what they wanted to do and what they thought was, you know, thought was a great idea, and I thought they were idiots. And so I began to complain about it and grumble about it with Liza. And Liza was grumbling and complaining about me because she saw it too. And the more we started to grumble and complain, the more we saw other things in our life to grumble and complain about, and we never felt any better. We just started watching these politicians and complaining even more. And after a while, I thank God that I'm thankful, that God guided us and kind of revealed to us, what are you guys doing? You have a great life. And we began to look at our life and see the life that God had created for us. And as soon as we did that, we started to open our hearts in thankfulness, in gratitude. And we began to give thanks to Him for the great life that we have. And sure enough, things changed in our life. Good things happen to people who are thankful. What happened in our life? We started noticing more prosperity in our life. We started noticing more energy, more health in our life. We started noticing increase in our life. We started noticing, you know, that life was better. And there were so many great things that you can do when you're thankful that you can't do when you're grumbling.
Right.
Supernatural power is open to you when you are being thankful in your life. Are you thankful each day? You have a choice. It is your choice. You have free will that God has given you. And you can choose to be thankful each day, or you can choose to grumble each day. And I've done it both ways. And I'll tell you, being thankful is far better.
Amen.
Is far better.
Amen.
Now, Daniel, if you remember Daniel was a prophet of God. And I believe that Daniel was thankful all the time. Why do I say that? Because there's a verse that says that. In Daniel 6:10, listen to this. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. So since Daniel was a young boy, he would go and give thanks to God. Here he did it 3 times. So throughout the day, he's giving thanks to God. Now, he was doing this in spite of a law that was just signed. It said the paper was just signed. And that law said you cannot bow down before any other gods. And if you do, there's going to be serious consequences. Well, Daniel was thrown into a lion's den because he was giving thanks to God. But you know what? Thankful people don't get eaten by lions. Lions don't like the taste of thankful people. That's right. So if you don't want to be eaten by lions, be thankful, because they won't touch you. They can't stand the taste of it. What happened to the people that weren't thankful? They were thrown into that same lion's den, and they were eaten. Yummy, yum, yum. The people that grumble and complain taste delicious to lions. But good things happen to people that are thankful. And we are delivered out of the lion's mouth. We don't have to worry about that. Now, there was also a guy named David. You might remember this David. He became king of Israel. And David, when he was a younger boy, he would be out herding the flocks in the field, all by himself out there. And his older brothers didn't think much of him because they were soldiers. They had positions and titles and ranks. And he's just a shepherd out in the field. And yet, even though David could have had a lot to grumble about, he could have sat out there in the fields and said, man, why can't I be a soldier? Why can't I have a great position of standing? Why do I got to be out here watching these smelly sheep? You know, what is this all about? I don't like it. David never did that. In fact, throughout the scriptures, you read psalms that David wrote, songs that he wrote, and they are songs of praise to God. He was out there in the fields by himself, and he was just thankful to God. And that thankfulness just grew and grew and grew in him until God said, this is a man after my own heart. What is it that made him a man after his own heart? I believe it was the thankfulness, the gratitude that he had. I believe that it because he was just gushing forth these songs, incredible songs. Let's take a look at one of them. This is in 1 Corinthians. This is a song of thanksgiving. And here in verse 8 it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, sing to him, sing songs to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous work, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Amen. Amen. This is how David lived his whole life. And because David was thankful, as I said, good things happen to people who are thankful. He was given strength and power over lions that tried to come and take sheep. He was able to slay them. And bears who came to try to take sheep. He was able to slay them too. And giants. He was even to slay them. A giant named Goliath. Now what if he was a grumbler and he went out to the field of battle and heard this giant? I'm sure he would have just stood around and grumbled with the rest of the people. Oh, this big bully coming out here trying to hurt us. What is he doing out there? You know, I don't like this. You like this? I don't like it. And everybody starts to say how much they don't like it. And nothing would have been done. But that's not the case with thankful people. Thankful people are given strength and power to change things. Thankful people are able to overcome giants.
Amen.
When you're thankful, you can overcome giants. You can overcome bears. You can overcome lions.
Amen.
Lions don't like the taste of you. This is the power of thankfulness. I think we sometimes, this is a simple lesson often that a child should be able to learn. And sometimes we overlook it and think, it's so basic, I don't need to focus on that. I want to focus on the really big and important lessons of life. What is the key to life? That's what I want to know. And yet this simple little lesson of being thankful each day, which the book I got was a little children's book, was made for little tiny children, wasn't made for adults, but I could see how valuable this lesson was. And I think this is one of the most valuable lessons that any of us can learn. If you can learn this children's lesson to be thankful, I think your whole life can change. I think your whole life begins to get better. Amazing things happen, like they did with Daniel, like they did with David. Daniel, the interesting thing with Daniel is here he is thankful from his early childhood. He's thankful every day to God. He gives thanks to God every day. He was also 10 times smarter than everybody else. And I believe that came about because of his thankfulness. He was 10 times better looking than everybody else. I think that came about because of his gratitude that he had for God. And no matter who was king, Daniel always seemed to rise to the top. No matter who was trying to put him down, he would get the best position. He would be raised to a position of honor, a very important position. And I believe, again, it was because he was giving thanks to God. David was anointed king. From a lowly shepherd, the youngest of all these kids of Jesse, here he is the one anointed king. Why? I believe because he had that heart of gratitude and thankfulness. And he continued to rule in the same way. He continued to rule with a great heart, and he created a foundation for his kingdom of gratitude that endured and really prospered under him because of that gratefulness. Now, listen to this. This is interesting. This is in Matthew chapter 15, 36. And this is Jesus here. And Jesus is standing before a great multitude, and he realizes that they're hungry. And so he tells his disciples to feed them. And the disciples say, "What? We don't got any money to pay for all these people. There's too many." And Jesus says, "Well, what do you got?" And they had a few fish and a few loaves. And here's what Jesus does. And he took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the multitude. And what happened? They were all fed. Everybody was filled to the brim. They were probably like busting a gut. They probably were loosening belts and laying back. They were so full. And there were still 12 baskets of food left over. And what happened before that increase, before that multitude? Jesus gave thanks. He gave thanks. You want increase in your life? Let your heart be one of thanksgiving. Let your heart be filled with thankfulness. Because that's what's going to bring increase in your life. See, I believe good things happen because the power of thankfulness really opens the supernatural power of God in our life. And when we give thanks, just as Jesus saw increase, I believe you will see increase in your life as well when you are thankful for what you have. See, God has already laid up for you a treasure trove of gifts, of abundance, of prosperity. It's already been put up for you, and it's waiting. But at the same time, in order for you to receive it, you've got to be in alignment with the kingdom. Remember, we talked about it last week, staying in the kingdom. And to stay in alignment with the kingdom, we got to be in that feeling of being grateful for what we already have. Have that feeling of thankfulness, thanksgiving. And the more that we can give that thanks to God, now that treasure trove begins to open up to us and we begin to receive it. It's waiting for us. God has already given it. We don't have to beg and plead for him to give it to us. We have to open our hearts in thankfulness for what we already have. And the more that we can be thankful for what there is in our life, and the more we begin to focus on gratitude and get into that attitude of gratitude, the more the treasure trove is open to you and the gifts pour out. As it happened to Daniel and David, we see increase in their life too. We see them always promoted and given a better job and always being raised to a new position, no matter what was going on. They didn't go into grumbling and complaining. They had so many reasons to grumble and complain, both Daniel and David. But they didn't. They always stayed in gratitude with God and thanksgiving. And that changed their lives. And that will change your life. Your life can change. As it said in 1 Thessalonians, in everything give thanks. In everything, there is nothing we can't give thanks to God for. Open your heart in that kind of gratitude and begin to give thanks. Now, here in 2 Corinthians, and this is Paul writing, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. His indescribable gift. I believe that indescribable gift could be described as Jesus. But the benefits of it that come into our life, that's really hard because there are just so many benefits and so many ways that we can be blessed. But when we receive the gift, which is the gift of righteousness, when we receive Jesus into our heart, and we have thanks for that, we give thanks for that and have appreciation for that, now the world is open to us. Now the world and the blessing is open to us to receive even greater gifts, even greater things that can come into our heart. In 2 Corinthians, this is what he says. Now in Ephesians 5:20, he says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things to God. So we give our thanks to God. Don't just be saying, "Oh, I'm so thankful." Know where you're giving the thanks. Know where the things come from. Know who your source is. My source is God. So when I give thanks, I'm talking about giving that thanks to God. Amen. Being grateful. Just as Daniel prayed and thanked God, That's exactly, because sometimes we get so thankful. Oh, I thank this boss for giving me this job, and now I have this paycheck. Thank you, boss, so much. And we don't see the true source. We don't see the true source of our blessing. So we want to remember, when we're being thankful, it's being thankful to the source, to God. Because he is the blessing that is pouring down upon our life. And if we can point that in the right direction, just as Paul is talking about here. And in Colossians, he says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So he's talking about, we should be thankful to God because we have been qualified to receive the inheritance. That treasure trove that's filled up, that's already been given, it's waiting for me. I've been qualified for that. Man, thank you, God.
Praise God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Right? I mean, this is good stuff that God has already laid it up for me. And if I'm just grateful and walk in alignment with his gift, receive that gift, I'm thankful for that gift. And, you know, that's the thing is, to receive a gift, you have to be thankful for it. I remember when I was a kid, I remember my mom giving me a gift, and I had been hoping for this one particular toy. I don't even remember what the toy was now, but I remember I had my heart set on one toy, and I thought, ooh, I want to get this toy for my birthday. Oh, this is the toy I want. And I opened my gift, and it wasn't that toy. And I was a little brat of a kid, and instead of being able to be thankful for what I had, I was grumbling, and I was upset about it. And I was pouting, and I was sitting in the corner, and, you know, unhappy. You know, and basically, because I couldn't be thankful, you know, I wasn't opening the way to receive more things. I'm sure my mother was thinking, why did I even give him that? He was so ungrateful. And this is the same way that God is working. Now, he doesn't have any emotions where he feels upset that he gave us something. He's always generous, and he always wants to give us, and he always wants us to have. But at the same time, if we can open our hearts with that thankfulness and that gratitude, it means we have received the gift. You say thank you once you have received something. See, I never received that gift that my mother gave me. I never said thank you, meaning I never really took it. I never really made it mine. God has given us so many things, and all we need to do is say thank you and receive it. I receive it. Thank you. And that's what the power of being thankful is about. Is that when we're saying thankful, we're saying, I receive this, God. Yes. I take this gift that is undescribable. I take this gift of righteousness. I take this blessing that you have poured down upon me. I take these treasures that you have laid up for me. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if we're grumbling, we're like that little boy that I was, not receiving the gift. And if we haven't received the gift, we don't get to partake and enjoy it. And I never enjoyed that birthday party. I don't have any good memories of that birthday party. Why? Because I never said thank you and received the gift that was being given. The same thing, God has created a party for us. God has created an incredible party for us. And all we need to do is say, thank you for the gift. I receive that. Yes. Say amen.
Amen.
You know, Paul wrote these last few scriptures that I've been reading. And Paul is a guy who was very thankful. He's a guy. Now, Paul, when he's writing in the New Testament, he writes throughout the New Testament how thankful he is. And he is thankful for people of faith, meaning he is thankful that people have received the gospel message and received Jesus into their heart. He's praying and he's giving thanks for that. He is thankful for donations. There are people supporting his ministry and donating into his ministry so he can travel to different countries, and he is praying and giving thanks for that. Thank you, God. I really am grateful for that. He is thankful for people praying prayers of intercession. I mean, there's been times where he was struggling and going into a country that wasn't very friendly, and there were people praying for him, believing that God was going to work through him and do amazing things and reach more people with the gospel and transform their lives. So he's praying, thanking God that there are people praying prayers of intercession, and he is thankful to God. He is praying and giving thanks to God all the time for all the things he's done in his life, and he is thankful for being in the ministry. Now, what happens to people who are thankful? Good things happen to people who are thankful. Say it. Good things happen to people who are thankful.
Good things happen to people who are thankful.
And good things happen to Paul. Paul got stoned.
Oh, God.
But he didn't die. See, Rocks bounce right off people that are thankful. They have no power over them. When you're thankful, it can't affect you. Paul was in a shipwreck. His ship went down at sea. He didn't drown, though. Why? Because thankful people don't drown. He was bit by a snake, but the poison didn't kill him. Because thankful people are not poisoned. Thankful people aren't eaten by lions either.
Amen.
Paul went through all these things and survived. And I believe it was because he was giving thanks. Now, here's the interesting thing. In all these stories of Daniel, David, and Paul, these guys were giving thanks before they went through some sort of trial and overcame it. They weren't waiting to first get out of the lion's den. Daniel didn't wait to get out of the lion's den and say, "Oh, thank God I survived. Whew. That was a close one." He didn't say that. He was given thanks already. See, the kingdom of God has already been prepared. The treasure has already been laid up. We can start thanking God right now for my millions in the bank.
Yeah, so
thank you, God, for that.
Amen.
We can already thank God for overcoming the sickness.
Amen.
Overcoming the disease. Thank you, God,
thank
for healing
you.
Me. We don't have to wait till after. These guys were all praising and thanking God before.
Amen.
And as we give praise, in the way we give praise and thankfulness, that's how it comes into our life. As I said, when we say thank you, we're receiving the gift.
Amen.
So if we're thanking God for the health, we're already receiving the healing. If we're thanking God for the abundance, we're already receiving the abundance. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we're giving thanks even before maybe there's no sign of it on the horizon. I mean, I don't know if Daniel knew he was going to be thrown into the lion's den, but he probably was already thanking God. Thank you, God, no wild beasts have eaten me. Woo! When he was up in that upper room. But he was thanking God for keeping me healthy. Thank you, God, for protecting me. Thank you, God, for watching over me. Thank you, God, for promoting me always to the best. Thank you, God, for giving me so much wisdom. He had tons of things to be thankful for, and his life just kept growing and growing and growing. Same with Paul. Paul did so many amazing things, and I know he had that heart like David, where he was just giving thanks to God. And he was doing it before things were happening. He was doing it before he was rescued out of the sea. He was doing it before he didn't die from the snake bite. He was giving praise to God. Good things happen to people that are thankful. Say it. Good things happen to people who are thankful.
Good things happen to people who are thankful.
And I'm thankful each day.
And I'm thankful each day.
Thank you. You know, it's such a simple lesson, but if you guys get that down, I believe that is one of the keys to the kingdom of God. Go out there this week. I'm challenging you this week. Go out there this week. And where you might have grumbled and complained, where you might have talked gossip and worry, I want you to start to thank and praise God. And watch how your spirit is lifted and changed immediately. You can't be sad and thankful. And when you start to put thankfulness and gratitude into action, you're going to notice your whole attitude changes, your whole life changes, and good things happen to people who are thankful.
Amen.